Every August, the anniversaries of the atomic bombings beckon us to honor the victims and renew our demand. Hiroshima, Nagasaki, never again. 40 years after the bombings in 1985, the nuclear arms race had reached a crescendo. Popular movements in the U.S. and Europe sought to mute the nuclear threat. Protest and nonviolent resistance had become as much a part of commemorating the atomic anniversaries as prayer vigils, floating lanterns, and folded paper cranes. For that 40th anniversary, two major public art events also brought international attention to the issue. First was the ribbon. On Sunday, August 4th, a human chain holding 15 miles of colorful fabric panels stretched from the Pentagon across the Potomac and through Washington, D.C. Thousands of the handmade panels had been gathered from all 50 states and overseas, each decorated to show what the maker loved most and wanted to protect by abolishing nuclear weapons. And even this fabric folk art caused some good trouble. In late July, the Montana State coordinator of the ribbon had been arrested after he and a colleague hung 18 panels made by Montanans on the security fence surrounding a nuclear missile silo in their state. The second public art event was the International Shadow Project and its worldwide premiere under moonlight on the eve of Hiroshima Day. By dawn on August 6th, 10,000 volunteers in over 300 cities and towns around the globe had used whitewash, chalk, or paint on city streets, sidewalks, and public buildings to create human and animal silhouettes, recalling the haunting images that remained when lives were vaporized by the atomic blasts. Not surprisingly, the After Hours Art Project attracted some unwanted attention, and more than 200 people were arrested in 21 American towns, plus another 200 arrests reported from Canada, England, and Australia. Over the next few days, another 450 people would be arrested during more than 30 civil disobedience actions across North America. Many of these actions featured die-ins and dramatizations of a nuclear attack. On the Santa Monica Boardwalk, in front of the Rand Corporation, 200 people counted down to the launch of two watermelons, painted silver, and named Fat Man and Little Boy after the original bombs. And as these melon bombs hit the ground and exploded, whistles blared, flour and ash were thrown into the air, and the intersection filled with dying activists. 20 were arrested, including 5 charged with felony conspiracy to start a riot. In 85, nuclear weapons were still being tested at the Nevada test site. 8 national religious peace groups shepherded more than 500 people into this nuclear wilderness for the August Desert Witness to demand the U.S. ratify the Comprehensive Nuclear Test Ban Treaty. 4 days of legal vigils and civil disobedience actions led to another 120 arrests for trespass. Local groups also took action, leading to arrests at nearly a dozen different nuclear contractors across the country. At a GTE facility in Westboro, Massachusetts, 9 people were charged on August 9th after they held photos of Hiroshima and Nagasaki victims, then knelt in prayer and blocked the entrance. They agreed to a bench trial that very afternoon and were found guilty, whereupon 7 refused to pay fines and immediately served up to 10 weeks in the county jail. Arrests were also made at nuclear military bases in at least 9 states, including Pease Air Force Base in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. There, 50 people rallied in support of 5 who walked across the line in protest. Police made no effort to stop 2 of them as they kept walking up to the monument that honors the Air Force unit that dropped the bombs on Japan. The monument itself, it's a grotesque celebration of the atomic pyre. The mushroom cloud cast in bronze, but now lifted by wings, spreading wide above a granite plinth. The activists opened a large white box and ceremoniously poured ashes over the monument, then stood for a moment in the silence of the billowing cloud before their arrest. These hallowed August days are still commemorated each year with acts of anti-nuclear civil disobedience. Recently, on the 80th anniversaries, arrests have been reported during peaceful protests at Livermore Nuclear Lab in California, Lockheed Martin's corporate office in Pennsylvania, and at the Pentagon. This has been Jack Cohen-Joppa for Nuclear Hot Seat, sharing more stories from the Nuclear Resistor Archives to inspire your activism today.